Nicola Berry had a problem. She needed to make a long-distance phone call. An extremely long-distance phone call. She needed to call someone who lived on another planet. Unfortunately, whenever Nicola's mother checked the phone bill lately, she made a sound like she had a fishbone stuck in her throat. If an intergalactic phone call appeared on the bill, she might stop breathing altogether.
Danny glances back towards the door before landing her glare on me. He got married, apparently. Well, I know that bit, but he had a will drawn up? I question her. He did, or is in the process of doing it, she clarifies. Please, for the love of God, tell me what is going on here, Daisy. Did you seriously run off and marry a mafia prince?
The next morning, I got up at 5 a.m. and did an hour of yoga to clear my head of yesterday. As I was making a cup of tea, I heard this tap-tap on the window. I stopped and looked at the closed dark curtains. I wondered who or how someone could get up to the 20th floor. I walked quietly over to the window and exhaled a massive intake of air as I opened the curtains from the center.
I observed a young mother sitting on a park bench with her daughter, whom I placed at about 2 years old. The baby was crying and fussy, and the mother was holding her daughter on her lap and trying so hard not to lose her composure. Mom had this very stoic, stone-faced look. She was bottling up her emotions, which was detrimental to her well-being. Boo lives in a small house on top of a big hill. The first thing Boo does after she wakes up is open her bedroom window. She likes to feel the sun's warm rays on her skin and breathe the fresh air. Everything is quiet outside, but also inside her. Her body is very relaxed, and she feels calm.